Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an Oscar nominee for Best Foreign Language Film this year. It's a Danish World War II drama, and it's called Land of Mine.
Oh, what a beautiful, tragic, haunting film, and it's based on true events. During World War II, the German Nazis occupied Denmark for 5 years, which I didn't know, and they wanted that northwest beach to protect Berlin from the Allied troops.
So they mined all of the beaches with literally thousands of explosives.
Yes.
And after the war was over, they took these German boys, essentially, they were soldiers, but they were really teenagers.
Yes.
And they forced them to conduct what was basically a suicide mission to go out there and defuse all of these mines.
That's where the story becomes so fascinating, because it's the interplay between the Danish sergeant watching over or pushing over these Nazi boys to clear the mines. And his relationship with them evolves. And it's the haunting interplay of feeling your humanity and then going back to a war mentality.
The best movies really are showing character development. And you do see this character change from beginning to end. And you can see how hatred can become so ingrained, but at the same time, there's hope that people can change. And I think that's probably this movie's greatest strength.
It gave me chills. I mean, there were these random, awful landmine explosions mixed with rare moments of joy. How can you do that? This film captured that terrible mix.
I think we're on the same page. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.